News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Taking a stand, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham insisting there will be no foreign aid bill for Ukraine and Israel until Democrats agree to include resources to address the border crisis.
Senator Graham used Tuesday's FBI oversight hearing to accuse Democrats of playing a game, making just enough concessions on the border to win a handful of Republican votes for their aid package. But he warned,
"We're united over here."
For Republicans, Graham says the border is a matter of U.S. national security.
At a time when the threats to our nation are all-time high,
Graham says the bill cannot exclude border funding, despite the fact that he and other Republicans desire to pass a bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
"You're putting your nation at risk, and the consequence of this is going to be devastating to the world."
Bob Agner reporting.
Disturbing testimony from Jewish students. They've told Congress of the repulsive anti-Semitism they've had to deal with on the campuses of some of the country's leading universities, including Ivy League schools. Anti-Semitism has surged worldwide since the vicious Hamas terrorist attack on Israel. At 8.7 million, the number of job openings in October fell to its lowest level in about 2.5 years.
It's a sign that hiring is cooling in the face of higher interest rates. Openings were down significantly from 9.4 million in September. Hiring is slowing from the breakneck pace of the past 2 years. Still, employers have added 239,000 jobs a month this year.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. His work included the groundbreaking 70s sitcom All in the Family. TV writer, director, and producer Norman Lear has died at his home in Los Angeles. Norman Lear was 101 years old. On Wall Street, the Dow up 48 points, NASDAQ ahead 41. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Injured Police Officers Fund is hosting a candlelight vigil for the two Nevada Highway Patrol troopers who were struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver early last Thursday morning. Well, the two are helping another driver on northbound Interstate 15 near D Street. The vigil is going to be held tonight from 5:30 until 6:30 p.m. at Allegiant Stadium. Everyone is invited to attend and pay their respects. 46-year-old Jamarcus Williams has been arrested and now faces two counts each of DUI resulting in death, reckless driving resulting in death, and failing to stop at the scene of a crash. Williams reportedly has a long history of traffic violations in southern Nevada, including a previous DUI arrest and about a dozen traffic violations since 2007. Durango Resort Casino opened its doors to the public last night to a steady crowd of loyal customers and curious Las Vegans who wanted to see inside the first locals-focused resort since the M Resort opened back in 2009. Red Rock Resort CEO and Chairman Frank Fertitta III said he hoped people would like the company's new approach to luxury offerings and continued focus on service. General Manager there, David Horn, said he expects the casino will have some overlap with the company's flagship property at some 9 miles away, otherwise known as Red Rock Casino. The company still expects that they'll reach a new customer base in the Mountain Roads Ranch area and other new communities south of the Beltway. The only other gaming in a 5-mile radius is restricted to taverns. Take AM670 KMZQ wherever you go. Go to our website, 670KMZQ.com, and click on that Listen Live button.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Just getting word of one new accident on the Southwest Beltway traveling east on 215 after Jones, 215 eastbound after Jones. Coming in from the Boulder Highway, Boulder City area along I-11 northbound at Horizon, still clearing up an injury accident there in Henderson, I-11 northbound at Horizon. Also, that's a long drive on the east side of the valley traveling north on 95 through the Charleston curve. Got all the cones in the way, which is a major cause of the delay, but also an accident being reported 95 northbound after Boulder Highway. On the west side streets, new accident on Sahara westbound before Decatur and an earlier injury wreck on the east side, still causing a big delay there on eastern southbound of Flamingo. Clear, cool, and sunny today in the Vegas Valley. Afternoon highs will almost hit 70 degrees. It's 52 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Good to have you with us. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, it's everything you need to know to start your day. We got news, weather, traffic, sports. We've got it all in one package, and it's here for you every day. We certainly want to thank you for making us a part of your ride to work. I had so much fun last Friday at the Americans for Prosperity Gala. It was just incredible, the enthusiasm, and it was a lot of fun too. A major part of that evening was Wiz Ruzard, the Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity. He joins us, by the way, this AFP report. Brought to you by our friends at Nevada Trucking Association. Paul Enos and all the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B. I love these people. I love them. I love them. I love them. Joining us now, Wiz Ruzard, Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity. That was a hell of a lot of fun last Friday night at the Ahern.
Kevin, as always, it's a pleasure joining you this bright and early morning. And we had an amazing time. I got to say, for us to have the opportunity to highlight our grassroots activists, our top volunteers, who have contributed significantly throughout the years in helping us drive great policy reforms in the state of Nevada, it was a wonderful night to recognize them, and I greatly appreciate your presence there as well.
It was so much fun. One of the things that I think you folks do so well, and that is the legislative scorecard. I think that is a great thing. It's a great tool for voters to use and for politicians to use, I guess, as well. Can you talk a little bit about the scorecard, what it is and what it does?
Absolutely. Well, our scorecard lets you know which lawmakers are the principal policy champions that our country needs. It's a tool that We've encouraged activists, the media, and as you mentioned, legislators as well, and the general public to utilize to help them learn how each senator and representative has voted. And with those votes, of course, we want to make sure that they're also held accountable for the decisions that they made. And so NevadaScorecard.com, and I'll say that again, Kevin, NevadaScorecard.com is where our constituents can go to, and all you do is go into where it says find your representative. You put your address in that search box, and it will populate your state senator and also state house representative and where their scores are. I got to say, with this Nevada scorecard, it was pretty phenomenal. Throughout the legislative session, I'm proud to say with the 1,106 bills that were introduced, Kevin, we were able to actually read and digest every single bill. And of those 1,106, 535 had become law. And of those 535, we're proud to say that our grassroots really engaged and helped pass 15 major bills that transformed the state. And Kevin, I got to say two of them that were really, really remarkable was SB 92, which is a street bending bill that helped legalize street bending for all Nevadans. And that's a very important bill. That one was sponsored by Senator Fabian Zonyate. And we really worked across the aisle where it became eventually a bipartisan bill. And we were able to pass that, and the governor signed it because they understood after, especially small businesses, people were crushed by COVID. People and families were looking for economic opportunity to get themselves out of the debt cycle that the COVID-19 government shutdown caused. And with street vending, it's some of the most basic entrepreneur access opportunities that we know known to mankind. And that's simply you and your community selling to one another. In this case, it happens to be on the street. And who doesn't like a great lotus? The second bill, Kevin, was AB 188, which ended up being SB 336. And that one was primary and co-sponsor and led by Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. And that's the right to try bill. And now that that has become law, we're one of the five states in the country right now that actually now allows an individual who's facing terminal illness or a rare disease to access experimental drugs that ordinarily wouldn't be accessible due to FDA regulations and so on and so forth. But this gives them the opportunity to actually have the resources and tools that they need to fight either for another day, another year, or ultimately to get rid of the terminal illness or rare disease that they're dealing with. And these are just some of the top lines. And again, Kevin, I can go on and on, but the Nevada scorecard has been some remarkable tool. We've already heard great feedback from a lot of our constituents and community activists that were able to actually go on the website and put their address in and really look at the bills and process what the legislative session this past year has brought forward for Nevada.
Again, Wiz Rosard joining us, the Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity. Do you ever get politicians who call you or communicate with you that, hey, I'm not that bad. You scored me too low. Yeah, I should have been scored higher.
Always. It's always the case. But, you know, for us as an organization, we do focus on some key issues. A lot of times people think, Kevin, that the scorecard will encompass every issue under the sun. And for us, this legislative session, we're really focused on, you know, economic opportunity. As we said, we spearheaded that issue because we understood businesses and families were hurting from the COVID-19 lockdowns and wanted to look at opportunities that we can make Nevada the more business-friendly state and make it a model state for economic opportunity. We also led with health care. And speaking of health care, I got to say, I mean, Heidi Kasama led fiercely on AB 188 and SB 336. But, you know, with positive regards and remarks and thank yous, we also, when we talk about accountability, have to call out some individuals as well. And Senator Nicole Canizzaro in Senate District 6, along with, Senator Dallas Harris, who's in Senate District 11. I mean, both those senators, for example, scored very, very low on our scorecard, but they were very, very much against health care in regards to some of the bills that we actually found to be very problematic. And some of them were like AB 6, where they were advocating for government price control on health care providers and insurers. You know, we had with health care as well, AB 250. This was basically price controls on hospitals, which also harm patients by stifling innovation and empowering state government to meddle in the healthcare market even more. So we also use this tool to ensure that people are aware that although there are good things being done and the governor has enacted some great bills and signed into law, There are some senators and representatives out there, like the two I mentioned, that actually voted against Nevadans and the prosperity that we look to have in the state.
I want to ask you, because, Wiz, you keep your ear to the ground. You're talking with people all across the state on a regular basis, on a daily basis. And I'm just curious, what are some of the issues that you hear that seem to be resonating with voters? Again, we're a long ways from November of 2024, but it's going to be on top of us sooner than you know. What are some of those issues that people are talking to you about?
Well, you know, first things first, Kevin, when you talk about issues, it's unfortunate, but we're at a place to where society feels that there's a plethora of issues that they can talk about passionately as equal in time and resources. But for us, what we've recognized is people are concerned right now on the federal level with what's happening in terms of the government shutdown, the looming government shutdown. And so we've been advocating for the Prevent Government Shutdown Act, which has been a bipartisan bill right now on the federal level. And this bill basically looks to extend current funding levels while Congress finalizes the appropriation bills, while also ensuring that, you know, important things like the military, our border, medical research are still ongoing things that are not being politicized at the whim of the debacle that, you know, most Americans are recognizing that's happening up in Congress. And a lot of people have been concerned about that because, again, government plays a key role in ensuring that, you know, we have certain services and ensuring that we have certain resources to go about our everyday life. And when you talk about government shutdown looming, it's really hard for individuals to really navigate those waters. And then more importantly, recognizing that, you know, when you have these type of last minute decisions and omnibuses being brought forward, these processes often lead to more harmful impacts in the long run. And so what we've been hearing from constituents, particularly from the federal government, in regards to the federal government, is that this government shutdown just needs to be corrected. And that when we talk about the national spending, where we've exceeded $33 trillion, we need to rein that in. And we can't do that if we don't have a better process to ensure that continuing appropriations are better resolved and better aligned with the necessities and the proper function of government, while ensuring that Congress has truly the power to represent people and vote individually towards those issues that are drawing more tax dollars that most Americans will say is wasteful spending. So we're encouraging everyone to look at and support Prevent Government Shutdown Act for those who are concerned about the current government, looming government shutdown. And we encourage people to visit alsoprosperityispossible.com. And that, Kevin, is a movement that we are driving certain policy issues such as H.R. 1 and making sure that we are energy independent. We want to make sure we empower the economy and the and industries like independent contracting, where we support the Employee Rights Act, providing more flexibility in the economy. And as I just mentioned here, a third one is reining in government spending. And that can start with ensuring that we have a government that we can prevent being shut down.
Again, Wiz Rosar joining us, the Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity. What will AFP's role be in this upcoming election campaign? What can you do? What can't you do?
And that's an amazing question because we have gotten some, you know, misconceptions in regards to some announcements recently. Americans for Prosperity does not endorse or engage into any election or endorse any candidates. But we do have sister organization, Americans for Prosperity Action, who have recently come out publicly and endorsed, for example, Nikki Haley for the Republican presidential nomination. But here in Nevada, we've been focused predominantly, Americans for Prosperity Action has been focused predominantly on the U.S. Senate, where it's endorsed Sam Brown and have been out there door knocking. So in regards to Americans for Prosperity, we do not engage in any activity in regards to election. And what Nevadans can do is actually visit the Nevada Scorecard by going to NevadaScorecard.com and really looking at their representative and looking at how in this past legislative session, how they voted and what policies are going to impact them. As I said before, of the 1,106 bills, the governor did sign 535 into law. And there's a lot of bills that are good, a lot of bills that are bad. But more importantly, excuse me, Kevin, but more importantly, what needs to happen is Nevadans need to really look at their representative and see what they're how they're voting and the decision that they're making, and to make sure that they hold them accountable. Accountability also looks like, you know, giving them a call or sending an email, letting them know in regards to some of the bills that they might read from our scorecard that are very concerning for them. And some of them, as I laid out, are regarding to health care and other issues.
It's going to be fascinating to see how this all plays out between now and November 5th of 2024. Wiz, always good to visit with you. If folks want to know more about Americans for Prosperity, if they want to become a part of this fight, where can they go? How can they find you?
As always, Kevin, it's a pleasure being on your show. And for those who are interested, they can follow us by going to AmericansForProsperity.org. If they are on social media, they can find us on Facebook as Americans for Prosperity Nevada, along with our Instagram, AFP Nevada. But as always, Kevin, I say, hey, you can always directly call me as well. I'm always open to receiving phone calls from the community and connecting them with resources that can empower them even more. My direct cell, 702-861-7643. Again, that's 702-861-7643. But I would be remiss if I did not say, please visit NevadaScorecard.com. Again, that's NevadaScorecard.com. This is a very important, crucial tool that we believe will help empower Nevadans in making sure that they're aware of our legislators and what recently passed during the legislative session.
Wiz, keep fighting the good fight. Thanks to all that you and your colleagues do at AFP. Really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
Always a pleasure, Kevin. Thank you.
There you go. Good guy. Wiz Rizard, Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell. And we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, and I'm running for Congressional District 1. As we celebrate the holiday season, my family's favorite time of the year, let us reflect on the principles that make our nation great. This Christmas, may the spirit of unity and shared values guide us. Let's appreciate the blessings of freedom, family, and faith. United by both our similarities and our differences, let's work together to move our country ahead towards a brighter future that I know is possible. Wishing you a joyous holiday season and a prosperous new year. In the spirit of conservative values, may our country continue to thrive and uphold the principles that make it exceptional. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I am Ron Quince, and I approve this message.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Guten Tag. This is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meineke Car Care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meineke is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Virginia Fox is a congresswoman from North Carolina. She is the chair of the House Education Committee. And yesterday she held a hearing where she grilled the presidents of, not necessarily in this order, Harvard, Penn, and MIT, and saved maybe the best question for last. Here it is.
We will be following up with asking for specific plans for disciplining student and faculty who assault or harass students or prevent them from accessing undisrupted classes or campus spaces. We'll be asking for your plan for preventing this rot from perpetuating, how you're going to hire and assess instructors, how will you change how you govern students, and what are the practical steps you will plan to take. I want to ask you one more question. It seems, as I've said, and Ms. McGill, I appreciate the fact that you feel concerned about the my feeling about the fundamental culture on the campuses that's foundational to this issue, denial of the right of Israel to exist. So I want to ask each one of you, President Gay, do you believe that Israel has a right to exist as a Jewish nation?
I agree that the state of Israel has the right to exist.
Ms. McGill, same question.
I agree, Chairwoman Fox, the state of Israel has the right to exist.
Dr. Kornbluth.
Absolutely. Israel has the right to exist.
Saying all the right things, but what is going to change on our college campuses? That is the question that we have to answer. Right now, Our colleges and universities are a cesspool of liberal thought, and not just liberal thought, but really horrible stuff that these students are chanting in the streets. It's unbelievable. We're going to talk about this at length over the course of the next couple of days. So I want you to be with us for that discussion. How do we fix what's wrong on our college campuses? We'll do that and more coming up in the next couple of days. Oh, coming up, Craig Huey, what is Gavin Newsom doing? What is he really, really up to? We know he had the debate with Ron DeSantis last week, and he lost the debate miserably, talking about Gavin Newsom. But what is he really up to? I mean, he said that the one thing he knows for sure is that he and DeSantis will not be on the ballot in November of 2024.
I don't know that he believes that. I really honestly don't. We'll talk about that and what Gavin Newsom is really up to. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet.